and cartwheel when fixing it costs you everything. You ever try to fix something that's just too far gone? A merchant once set off on a long journey, his cart stacked high with fine silks, fragrant spices, and gold trinkets meant for trade. It was a sturdy cart once, but after miles of rocky roads and years of wear, the cracks in the wood had grown deep, the wheels wobbled, and the axles groaned under the weight. Then in the midst of a desolate stretch of road, disaster struck. With a loud crack, one of the wheels snapped clean off. The merchant climbed down, shaking his head. He was miles from the next town, but instead of walking ahead to seek help, he knelt beside his cart, determined to fix it himself. He had rope. He had scraps of wood. He had sheer stubbornness. He tied knots, wedged sticks, hammered splinters into place. The sun passed overhead. Sweat dripped down his face. Hours went by, and still the wheel would not hold. Travelers passed, shaking their heads. "Leave it," they said. "Take what you can carry and walk to town. You can get help there." But the merchant waved them off. "This cart is my business," he insisted. "Without it, I lose everything." So he kept working, and as he did, the sun dipped low. The road, once warm and bustling, turned cold and empty. Then came the thieves. They saw the broken cart, they saw his desperation, and they saw opportunity. Before the merchant could react, they were upon him, knives flashing, voices sharp. They stripped him of his silks, his spices, his gold. They took everything. And when the dust settled, he was left with nothing but the same broken cart, useless as ever. And suddenly he understood. He should have walked away when he had the chance. Should have let it go while he still had something to hold on to. Now it was too late. And that's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes we get so caught up in saving something, a failing business, a dead-end job, a relationship that's run its course, that we don't see what it's costing us. We pour in time, money, our whole damn selves, refusing to accept the truth. But the longer we hold on, the more we lose. So let me ask you, what's your broken cart? And is it worth everything you're giving up to keep it? Because when something is beyond saving, when holding on does nothing but hold you back, don't force it. Just chuck it.